Therefore, men of Brethil, I go now to seek the belly of Glaurung, by what means I may. Who will come with me? I need but a few with strong arms and stronger hearts. Then Dorla stood forth and said, I will go with you, lord, for I would ever go forward rather than wait for a foe. But no others were so swift to the call, for the dread of Glaurung lay on them, and the tale of the scouts that had seen him had gone about and grown in the telling. Then Dorlas cried out, Hearken, men of Brethil! It is now well seen that for the evil of our times the counsels of Brandir were vain. There is no escape by hiding. Will none of you take the place of the son of Handir, that the house of Haleth be not put to shame? Thus Brandir, who sat indeed in the high seat of the lord of the assembly, but unheeded, was scorned, and he was bitter in his heart, for Turembar did not rebuke Dorlas. But one, Hunthor, Brandir's kinsman, arose and said, You do evilly, Dorlas, to speak thus to the shame of your lord, whose limbs by ill hazard cannot do as his heart would. Beware, lest the contrary be seen in you at some turn. And how can it be said that his counsels were vain when they were never taken? You, his liege, have ever set them at naught. I say to you that Glaurung comes now to us as to Nargothrond before, because our deeds have betrayed us as he feared. But since this woe is now come, with your leave, son of Handir, I will go on behalf of Haleth's house. Then Turembar said, Three is enough. You twain will I take. But, lord, I do not scorn you. See, we must go in great haste, and our task will need strong limbs. I deem that your place is with your people, for you are wise and are a healer, and it may be that there will be great need of wisdom and healing ere long. But these words, though fair spoken, did but embitter Brandir the more, and he said to Hunthor, Go then, but not with my leave, for a shadow lies on this man, and it will lead you to evil. Now Turambar was in haste to go. But when he came to Niniel to bid her farewell, she clung to him, weeping grievously. Go not forth, Turambar, I beg, she said. Challenge not the shadow that you have fled from. Nay, nay, flee still, and take me with you far away. Niniel, most dear, he answered, we cannot flee further, you and I. We are hemmed in this land, and even should I go, deserting the people that befriended us, I could but take you forth into the houseless wild, to your death and the death of our child. 100 leagues lie between us and any land that is yet beyond the reach of the shadow. But take heart, Niniel, for I say to you, neither you nor I shall be slain by this dragon, nor by any foes of the north. Then Niniel ceased to weep and fell silent, but her kiss was cold as they parted.